Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello everyone, Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's a Wednesday night. It's 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. on the Pacific time, and we are here every Wednesday at this time with Rega Bauer. Rega Bauer has been super-duper successful in the home-based business arena. He's studied a lot of stuff and still does even today. He's taking courses all the time to improve himself, for himself as well as for you if you're working with Rega Bauer as well. And overall, just a really super-duper guy. Well, we've started to do these radio shows a long time ago. It's been multiple years. And Ray picks out an acronym and then goes over that acronym for a couple of radio shows at a time. And this one is the LWKW acronym. And I think we're on the last letter he told me just before we got with this radio show. And I was just talking to Ray just before we got started with this radio show. And I said, you know, even though I'm a quote-unquote a guest host, I enjoy listening in because he's got a message. It's a reminder. It could be something that might be new. It might just be good stuff to listen to from time to time. You just need some good stuff to listen to and some good people to be around, because sometimes you're around people that are just kind of, you know, maybe not as good as you need them to be. So I don't know where I'm going to fit this in, but I'm going to say it anyway. I don't watch television at all. Like, I shut off the TV a long time ago. I guess I used to watch TV maybe before. I don't know. It's been a long time. And recently, I reconfigured my internet service, and they gave me streaming television with Spectrum, which is my local carrier down here in Florida. And I said, oh, I guess I should try that out, because my wife watches television, my daughter-in-law watches television, and I know some of the other people watch television. So let me make sure it can work first, and then I can give them the username and the password to log in. And I will share with you, I remembered why I don't watch television. There was so many friggin' commercials. Almost every other one was for drugs. It was, like, really depressing. I'm like, how in the world do you people watch this stuff? I forgot how bad television was. Now, I like streaming video, of course, because you get great content. And I love streaming audio, like this radio show, because you get great content. And sometimes you just need some great content. So I want to say thank you, Mr. Rega Bauer, for every Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern to be able to provide from us some really great content. Even if you're kind of catching, if you're listening in for just a segment or two, or maybe you might be catching a segment out of sync, if you will. I told you this is the last one for this series. It doesn't really matter. This is good stuff. And Mr. Rega Bauer, thanks for bringing it our way. Back to you.
Thank you, Peter. I'm happy to be here and appreciate you and what you're doing to make the world a better place and providing this platform for me and others. And I appreciate your comments about TV. I feel exactly the same way. I haven't owned a TV for a long time. It's some people call it the EIR, income reducer something. But but it's negative programming, and it hurts you. And it's not only a distraction, but it alters your thinking. The only kind of good television, I say, is when you are the television, you are telling a vision of something that's positive, not the boob tube, but you're the creator. You're telling your vision to yourself and to others. You know, that's constructive, positive television. Anyway, our topic for tonight is the four important ways of being. You know, we talk about be, do, and have. Well, people focus on what they have or don't have. Of course, you're not going to get what you want and have something unless you do something. Doing precedes the having. But what precedes the doing is the being. If you aren't being the right person, you won't be doing the right things, and you're never going to have what you really want. So you've got to build the foundation. Like one of my favorite quotes from Jim Rohn, he said so many simple things that were profound. You know, he said, for things to change, you've got to change. Most people want things to change, and it ain't happening much. In fact, things are changing in the wrong direction because certain people are in control who don't have our best interests at heart, and things are going down the tube. But for you personally, if you want things to change to get better, you've got to change and got to get better. And it doesn't happen by you just doing something. First, you got to go back to basics. You can't just, in a baseball game, you can't just go from hitting the ball and just jump right over to home plate. I mean, you got to run the bases. You got to get the first base first and then second base. You can't skip a base. What happens if you skip a base? I mean, you're out. You'd really need all four. Same thing with a car. For a car to work well, how many wheels do you need, ideally? Well, four works best, right? Most cars is four. You know, three, you're pretty handicapped. Two, I mean, you're pretty much grounded. So the same thing with life. You know, like Jim Rohn said, if you just master a handful of things, you can be successful. You got to have discipline and commitment. But it isn't like you discovered the one key secret. You know, it's a handful of things. You know, four or five, you know, things. The four dimensions of love, and that covers it. You know, the four C's of love. And for mature, complete, powerful love, it's caring, connecting, committing, and creating value. Same thing with these four ways of being. Just before the... just a few minutes ago, I was thinking about what I might want to say, and it occurred to me that even though I'm applying it to humans, why are humans the way they are? Well, according to the book, my favorite book, according to the book, it's because we're made in God's image, and it occurred to me these four ways of being are the ways of God. So if you want to be more like God, you want to master these four ways of being. And they're already there by design. You know, they're like permanently programmed in us. So so just a quick review of the first three, and then we'll focus on this fourth dimension or fourth way of being. So the first one is the most foundational. In fact, the first two are most foundational, like, you're going for a walk, what's most important are your legs, you know, your right leg and your left leg. So the right leg is the way of being a lover, someone who loves God, and you love others. And we automatically love ourselves. We don't need to work on that. No one is deficient in loving themselves, unless you're using the wrong definition of love. People need to like themselves and accept themselves, but we all love ourselves. But we tend to be deficient in loving others, including God. And, you know, four ways to love. You know, love with all our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, and all of our strength, which corresponds to the four C's of the four dimensions of caring, connecting, committing, and creating value. So I repeat that often because I think that's so foundational. Just like oxygen is pretty foundational. Without that, nothing else is going to work very long. So that's our foundation. We got to not just be loving, but have our identity rooted in the fact that we were by design made to be lovers. When I say lovers, I know it has a sexual connotation in our culture, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking broadly. We want to be people who, that's our core nature. And that's what the Bible says about God. It says God is love. So that's God's nature. It's our nature. And if someone is not being a lover or not being loving, it's because their core nature has been, altered, or it's been, there's some bad programming got in there. It's like in the computer world, you get a virus, you know, and things don't work well. They don't work the way they're supposed to. So we got to get back to the truth, the foundation of who we really are. You got to be true to ourself and true to our true nature of being a lover. And if we're not that way, well, then it's not that you need to add things. You need to take away things that are interfering, like fear. Fear interferes. Fear will interfere with really pretty much everything that's good. And it's often our fear, our insecurity, and we compensate for that. And we sort of squeeze out loving others. We're just into survival. So we got to focus our attention on the foundation. The most important thing is the, you know, being the lover. Secondly, God is also wise. He talks about God being a wise God. I mean, the ultimate wisdom is the universe. Well, to have a better life, we want to be wise too. And so we need to work on that. So that's the second way of being. That's sort of like your left leg. The right leg is, if you want to move, well, you need both legs, right? You need to be a lover and the wise person. Not necessarily a wise guy. That has a negative connotation. But in a literal sense, we want to be a wise guy. We want to be, you know, someone who is wise, you know. Wise means applying knowledge correctly. And even a higher definition is wisdom is seeing life accurately, specifically the way God sees things. So if we see things the way God sees things, that's wisdom. We'll have the best results. We'll have more happiness. And, you know, we all really, the bottom line, we all really want the same thing. We all want to be happy. We want to feel fully alive. We want to feel important and significant. But none of that's going to happen if we're fools. And I think there's quite a few fools out there, not too smart, not too wise, or there's some smart people that are just really misguided. There's some really smart people that they're evil, you know, so they're not wise. So that's the second way of being. So that's foundational. You're like going on a walk, you need both legs. And then plus, your arms are pretty useful too, you know, but for walking, the legs are most important. So the third way of being behind, you know, being a lover and being a wise person, it's what we talked about last week, the K or the L is being the king, or the L is for the leader. So a king or a leader, someone who has influence, you know, a king has, you know, more authority, but we want to sort of see ourselves not so much as kings or dictators, you know, but as people who have influence. And as I pointed out last week, the danger of using the word leader, it's like you got to be a leader, is a lot of people will check out and say, well, I'm not qualified, I'm not a leader, and I don't know if I want to be. Well, I think we need to understand a leader simply is someone who has influence. Now, you already have influence. And the more influence you have, the more impact you can have, and eventually people will see you and label you as a leader. And so even though you may not be leading anyone, no one's following you at this point, you can still have that mindset that you are a leader in development, or you are an influencer in development. You already have influence. If you're a parent, you had a lot of influence. Influence didn't always have the effect that you wanted with the kids, but we all have influence in different parts of our life. But whatever influence you have now, you know, it could become less, but if we put attention on it, we can grow in our influence and have more influence, because especially in the business world, the more influence you have, the more impact you make, and the more income you make. So the three I's: influence, impact, and income. Now, if you're in a situation where there's no income coming out of the situation, well, you at least want to have more impact, because you feel better about yourself. You're helping, you're serving, you're making a difference, you're creating value. That's what impact is. So we need to not only aspire to be an influencer or leader, but realize that deep down we already are. And we just need to develop that. Because the reality is you can be a nobody and become a somebody. That's what happened to me. I was a nobody. You know, I was an arrogant nobody. I was really smart. In some ways, I was an idiot. I just didn't know. You don't know what you don't know until somebody, you know, helps you see what you didn't see. And, you know, so you're not going to grow much and get far in life unless you are getting help from others, you know, the seminars, being around the right people, reading the books, going to seminars and workshops and conferences, and all those things help. And we talked about that last week. Okay, well, I spent half my time just review. Okay, so anyway, now to the last one. The last one in the four ways of being, you know, lover, wise person, influencer, leader, king, is being the warrior. Peter, if you can respond, let me ask you just a quick question just to make a point. What, you know, the warrior is being in action. Okay, the action person gets the results. So what percentage of the population do you say people who have that warrior spirit, that warrior mindset?
Less than 3%.
Okay, good answer. Less than 3%. Well, let me give you a different perspective. I would say 100% of everybody has that warrior spirit, but Peter's right, probably about 3% are actually using it. So it's like dormant. Like, you know, anyone can learn to play the piano, right, or play the guitar. That's the easiest one to learn. But most people don't because they don't take time. So by, just like the Bible talks about God being the king or the leader, the influencer, God is also spoken of being a warrior. You don't want to always be in war. I mean, you want that to be a fraction of your time. You want to be the lover and the wise person 100% of the time, and some of the time you got to step up and be the leader or the influencer. And there's sometimes you've got to step into being the warrior. And we all have it in us, but most people haven't developed that, or they have developed it, but they misuse it, like they're an angry person. So an angry person is being the warrior all the time, and usually not in a healthy way that's serving others. But anger is a very positive and healthy and powerful emotion when it's used in the right context. But anger can lead to murder, too. But anger can be the spark for a movement, for a cause. And that's probably the best place to be the warrior, where you are full out in action. You know, I guess sports is a good example. Like if you're playing football, you know, in football, you got to be the warrior. You know, it's not the time to be nice and contemplative and wise. I mean, you got to have some wisdom there too. But you're in the action mode. You're being the warrior. But in life in general, life works best and most satisfying when we have clarity of our purpose. Where we have meaning in our life. We have a cause. I like the word cause. So when we identify a cause that's important to us, that's the time to step into being the warrior. Because a warrior gets things done. That's your action mode. And we all have it, but unless you exercise it, you can't fully serve people and can't make a bigger difference in the world. But if you're never the warrior, you've got that's the action mindset where you're fighting the battle. So I guess for me, I was just thinking before the call, so what areas am I a warrior? I used to be more, I'll tell you my top three, but business used to be one of them. I was a warrior in the building business and did really good. You know, I had almost 1 million people in my downline, made $10 million with this one company. And so, you know, sometimes you got to be the warrior. It depends on the situation. You don't want to be the warrior in a marriage. You know, and then you're always fighting. But, for me right now, this stage of my life, sometimes I mention I'm a double billionaire in terms of time. I'm 2.2 billion seconds old. But the three causes that I'm most passionate about, where I feel like it's easy to be the warrior. Not necessarily in this order, but liberty. You know, I believe in freedom, you know, and liberty. And that's the way our country was designed, because when you're living with freedom and liberty, it optimizes life. But as you probably realize, somehow certain people have figured out a way to slowly, and not so much slowly anymore, rapidly taking away our freedom, even freedom of speech, you know, censorship under the guise of, well, we're just protecting people from misinformation, so we have to, you know, censor because, you know, people are too dumb and stupid to figure things out, so we have to do it for them, just like, you know, treating your toddlers, you know. So they're stealing our freedoms. So I feel pretty strong that that's really wrong. It's really communism. It's dictatorship. You know, it's like Biden wants to be Hitler or something. These guys, you get power hungry and they're corrupt. So that's a good cause where you should be angry. Like people are being, our freedom is being stolen from us. These are thieves. And so that's a cause where we need more warriors to fight this battle so the ship doesn't go down. They're sinking the ship. You know, so that's a really important cause. And I am involved in that as a cause. The other cause I'm really passionate about is a holistic health doctor and author of 12 books is health. Because the most important thing in life is life. You know, in fact, Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and life more abundantly. Well, life includes not just your spiritual life, but your physical life and your health. That's what health is. Health is a measurement of how good your life is. And the reality is, the dark, sad, shocking reality is people's health are not too good. 80% of Americans have a chronic disease, 80%. Diabetes used to be a rarity. Only a few old people used to get it. Now 80% of the population are diabetic at some stage, including pre-diabetics. Half the people get cancer. That used to be really rare. You know, 50,000 people die every day on the average between cancer and heart disease. It doesn't need to be that way. And people, the verse in the Bible says, people die for lack of knowledge. And so it's been my passion to help people to get their life back, change their thinking, change their habits. I guess people are on this. I just did three interviews that are with Dr. Hansen. It's on TV and radio stations. It's called Getting Off the Freeway of Slow Suicide. So the freeway is where you're going pretty fast, right? And people are on this fast freeway committing suicide, not realizing they're doing it, because they're not fully aware of, or they pretend it's not going to happen to them. They're not aware of the consequences. And so, you know, my cause is to save people's lives, help them to get their health back, to live longer, feel better. Anyway, I'm running out of time. So my third cause, just to finish this up, is LOL, which stands for me, is Love Optimizes Life. If you want to have the best life possible, maximize your happiness and fulfillment and significance, you've got to be the lover. And you really have to be all four of these mindsets, you know, as appropriate. But foremost, you got to be a lover. And people don't understand what love is. They think it's a feeling, it's an affection. You know, I love ice cream, I love pizza, I love sports. And so people are operating on the false definition of love. So I feel really passionate about that, of helping people understand what love really is, because that's the real answer to all of our world problems, all the global problems. If you apply the four dimensions of love, the caring, connecting, committing, creating value, that can solve everything. That's ultimately the only and the best answer. So getting back to the warrior, though, for you got to realize there's a time and place to be the warrior. And you may say, well, that's not me. Well, it is you. It's just you don't see it because you haven't been operating that way. That is by design. God made you that way. He made you so you have the capacity to be the warrior, to go into action and fight the battles and be a conqueror, be victorious. So first you got to realize it's already in you. You just have to bring it out and develop it and use it, you know, appropriately. People will go around, you know, just, you know, killing people for fun. You know, that's a evil warrior spirit. But we want to be a warrior for the good. You don't want to be seduced by the dark side of the force. We want to be doing good and loving people. And sometimes, like for a cause, whether it's for freedom or health or whatever else, you've got to be the warrior. But first, you have to see yourself that you are. And then and look back in your past and identify times where that was there. Maybe when you were a kid, it came out, you know, as appropriate. Someone was being bullied, and you stood up for them. All of a sudden, you became the warrior. Hey, stop that. And you stepped in front of the bully or something. Or you made sure their principal found out, or you did something, you know. And then you got to see yourself in the future as well, including like tomorrow. So what can you do tomorrow to step into that role of being the warrior? And how about seeing yourself 5 or 10 years from now, where during that time, as appropriate, you stepped into that warrior spirit or mindset in some kind of cause, some worthy cause, a noble cause, as you're passionate about, where you can make a difference for the world on a broader basis. So that's the challenge. That's the assignment. That's the request. You got to spend some time really being all four. You know, focus first on being the lover and the wise person, but you got to also take action. For things to happen, you've got to be taking action, not just say, well, we'll try this and see how it goes and we'll see if this works. Like, oh, whatever. You know, that's like the opposite of being a warrior. The whatever mentality. The best expression I know on this, I got from, I went to a warrior camp, a whole week warrior camp with T.R. Becker, and the slogan he taught us was this. And he would have us stand up and shout this over and over. I still use that. I like it. It's over, under, around, or through. Whatever it takes, I will do. Or you use it as a you pronoun, so it's not like talking to yourself. So you say to yourself, over, under, around, or through, whatever it takes, you will do, or even use your name. And so that is very empowering, you know, to say that, you know, to yourself. That brings the warrior out. So and a warrior mindset, the warrior mentality is based on commitment. You're committed to a cause. You can't be a warrior without commitment. And commitment is the third element in love, you know, caring, connecting, commitment, and creating value. So as a warrior, you're using at least two, the third and fourth element of love, because you are acting out of commitment and you're creating value, you know, for whatever cause it is. And you do it also because you care, you know, what's best for the world. So that's the first element. And you got to connect with other people. You don't want to go into battle all by yourself. You got to be part of the, you know, whatever, the Army or the Air Force, the Marines, you know, Navy SEALs, you know, whatever. So the world needs more warriors. We need people to be all four. We need people to be lovers foremost and to be more wise. We need people who have used their influence for good. And we need good leaders, and we need warriors. If you leave that out, it's not going to work. Just like if you leave just one wheel off the car, it makes a huge difference. Oh, we're just missing one wheel. Is that a big deal? Yeah, it is. We really need all four. Now, for a car, you need all four all the time. Here, you don't need to be a warrior all the time, but like I said, when appropriate, when needed, and sometimes it is needed, if your family is being abused or attacked, you need to be a warrior. even if you're a grandmother, you need to grab a gun or something. So there's a time and a place for that, and the world needs more warriors. The world needs you to be more of a warrior as appropriate along with the other three. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it, and I think this will make a huge difference for you if you take this seriously and use it. And I promise you it won't help you at all if you don't use it. So that's it for tonight. Any comments or questions, Peter?
Nope. Just, again, remind people how to get in touch with you.
Yeah, real easy. Just be the warrior and pick up the phone. That's action. And you call or text me either way, any time of the day. My number is 360-583-2227. And again, that's 360-583-2227. You can call anytime. If I'm sleeping, the phone's off. So you won't disturb me. But you having my phone number is not going to help you if you don't use it. So the ball's in your court. I know I can help you, but I can't help you if you don't call. So anyway, at this point, I'm opening this up to people listening to this radio show. And so anyway, I hope this makes a big difference for you, and I know it will if you take it seriously. Remember, in the bigger picture, the more you are these four ways of being, the more you are like God. And I think that's pretty cool. So anyway, may the rest of your life be the best of your life. And God bless you all. Love you all. And we'll be here next week.
Excellent. We'll have a new topic for you next week. And thanks, everybody, for being here. You can check them out on buildingfortunesradio.com/Ray-Gabauer. We'll see everyone next week. Thanks, Ray.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.